So tell me what you know about being born in China and how you think about your story.
I don't know.
What has your mom and dad told you?
That if the governor doesn't like that, boys are worth more than girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good.
Mm-hmm. Not very good. How does that make you feel? Mm-hmm. Not too hot, huh? Is that why they say that they adopted from China? Because...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anything about your orphanage and where... what your
two prophets and my orphan nanny was someone.
Okay. Do you ever think about meeting her one day or going back to China?
Didn't I meet her when I was a baby?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember her?
I saw pictures of her.
Yeah?
No. But I do want to go back to China one day.
How come?
Because I want to watch Mommy sleep on a plane.
Okay. Are you curious about what China is like?
No.
No?
No.
That's pretty strong view. How come?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
No?
Nope.
Do you know any other kids who were adopted from China?
There's one girl in my school that was. Well, she's not in my school. She's like in, like, she used to go to my school. I think there's a boy that in my school that's from China too. His name's Andy. And there's a girl that got adopted from China. I don't exactly know her, but I think her mom's on the PTA with mine.
So you're not really friends with these two other kids? Are they in your...
Oh, I am friends with Andy because he's in my grade. But the other girl, she's in a higher grade than me, not in elementary anymore because I'm in third now.
I see. Do you and Andy ever talk about the fact that you both were born in China?
I don't actually know if he's from China or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just guessed.
I see.
Because it kind of looked like it.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kids in your group? Does it matter to you that they are from China too? Or is it more...
Yes.
It does. Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. Does anyone ever ask you about being adopted?
Yeah, all the time. And I say, I don't know. Then they ask me again to be so. I'm like... Then I lose my patience. And then say... Stop asking me questions. Do you remember when you were born? No. Leave me alone.
So is this mostly other kids that you say this to? Or is it mostly other kids who ask you about it, or is it grown-ups?
Kids. Sometimes grown-ups, because they tell them, because they say something, then they really want to know if I'm from China or not. I said yes. Sometimes grown-ups ask me if I'm from China or not to make sure the kid isn't lying.
And it sounds like, in a way, it's a little bit annoying to keep being asked about it.
Yes, very annoying.
When it's annoying, what do you want to say to people?
Be quiet.
Does it feel like it's kind of a personal question and maybe they should mind their own business? No?
No, I'm just tired of them asking that while I'm trying to eat.
I get you. I see. And do strangers ever ask? Like if you're in the store with your mom and your dad?
Sometimes nice people ask, but my mom knows them. It's most times. But sometimes you run into a nice person that my mom has seen. It's usually one of my grandma's friends or my mom's friends we run into.
I see.
Or she meets her on Facebook. So, yeah, we were at the beach house. We went out to eat. And I told this woman that we were from China. She was really nice, too.
She didn't make you feel funny? She didn't ask too many questions?
No.
No.
She just said hello.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to give some advice to other kids and grown-ups about what it's like to be you, what would you like them to know? What would you like to tell them?
Go to bed.
Anything else?
Eat.
Eat? Anything about, like, if they see a kid who they think might be adopted, what would you like them to do
don't
or
drop
not
it.
Do? Don't drop it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything you want to ask me about any of this?
No.
Okay. Well, we're done.
Yay!
Thank you.